Hello, everyone. This is Radio Inc. editor Ed Ryan, and welcome to our special series of interviews with our 2018 Radio Inc. Radio Wayne finalists. As many of our readers and subscribers know, we always love to interview successful people, and Radio Wayne finalists are certainly very successful. The Radio Wayne Awards honor Radio Wayne Cornells, who set a great example for professionalism in radio, and they are the only industry awards that recognize salespeople, sales managers, general managers, and market managers, radio's very best in sales and management. This year, the awards will be presented at the radio show, which is produced by the RAB and the NAB, and the 2018 show is in Orlando. The awards will be handed out on September 27th during the advertiser breakfast. If you're attending, look for our special pullout section listing all the finalists. It'll be on the tables at that breakfast. With us today is 2018 Radio Wayne finalist in our sales management category, Tim Gratzer for Cumulus in Houston. So give us an overview of your career in radio and radio sales and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. I'm sure everyone's story is unique. My uncle was a TV rep in Houston in the mid-90s, and, he told me just to drive down from Kansas City, where I'd recently graduated college and really had no jobs or any prospect of getting one. And he said, by the time you get here, I'll have a bunch of interviews for you. And he did. I had 9 interviews in 2 days, was offered 3 jobs, and I took the lowest paying job at a national rep firm. I still say that was the best experience for a first job because it was where I learned to work well with different personalities, in different pressure situations, different markets, and probably, how to prioritize. From there I became a media buyer. That's when I realized that radio was the medium I felt most connected to, and I could see how it used promotional elements and talent, creative, and strategy to get results for clients. So my wife was in TV sales at the time, my best friend was in outdoor, and really I swore I'd never get into sales. I was talked into selling for my musical passion at the time, which was an alternative station here, KTBZ, and I loved the freedom I had to create campaigns, write scripts for clients. I even created and produced a week-long spring break event for a bar client, which looking back was crazy, and I'd kill one of my reps if they tried to do that today. And but it was a great experience. But since then, I've worked for Clear Channel, Cox, Susquehanna, Cumulus, CBS, and then back to Cumulus. And I managed sports formats, which I think gives you the most freedom to create those cool custom ideas. And I managed the sales effort for the Houston Texans Radio Network before they took that in-house. But really my favorite station is KRBE. And, I'm not just saying that because I'm, the GSM. I go back with KRBE since 2004. This is my second stint as the GSM. But really nothing compares to this station. We're the epitome of how a radio station can operate effectively, efficiently without multiple stations. And, while I'd love to have more properties, and Mary Berner, if you're listening, being the GSM at Caribe with one of my good friends, Alex Catalago, our market manager, the most passionate group of radio pros, it's been the most rewarding experience to date. And it doesn't hurt that you're selling for the Marconi winning and Conclave Crystal Mike winning station of the year. So
right.
That's my front to back there.
Great station for sure. So Tim,
yeah.
Tell us what it is about you that makes you successful. What got to, you to where you are today?
So I kind of saw this question coming, and I really thought about it, but really the root of my success, probably comes down to the fact that I truly care. I know that's kind of trite maybe, but obviously you try to make good decisions and such along the way, but I want to do well for my coworkers and my station and my industry and my clients. So you work a little harder, you ask another question, you come up with another solution, and I think people respect that. I respect that in others. One of the first things I realized as a manager was that I was no longer just responsible for myself. And, if I didn't get something done for one of my reps, I could affect their income, their career, their family. And, that'll make you pay attention, pretty quickly and be deliberate with pretty much every decision that you make.
Got it. So what is your advice on how salespeople can make a good living today in sales. It's a tough world out there, a lot of competition, all the digital's coming in, and they say taking up some of the ad revenue. So what's your advice?
Yeah, this is, I guess that's the million-dollar question. I have 10 sellers, so I see 10 different ways to sell every day. But I have a couple of rising stars, and they'll always hear me say, be efficient, be organized, and manage client expectations. I think, we have a lot of solutions to meet our clients' marketing objectives these days. So how quickly can you get a well-thought-out plan to your client and then make them feel good about the results so that they'll come back? I have reps that are successful driving around meeting their auto GMs weekly, and I have others who spend most of their time sending research for their buyers to make sure they are the buyer's most trusted resource. So, do what works for you, but stay efficient, organized, manage your client expectations, and most of all, be passionate, I think, because when you're in front of your clients, clients want to work with those who care as much or as more than they do.
What's the feedback you're getting from advertisers on how they perceive radio these days? A lot of companies, including Cumulus and Westwood, are working hard to try and not change the perception, but help advertisers understand how powerful radio is. What are you hearing out there?
Yeah, I think the perception is changing. I think, every day our pitch is why radio should be your base and how you can build your campaigns with radio first and still add other mediums like digital effectively. I think Cumulus has done a great job, like you said, with that consistent message in all their markets, and I hope other groups will continue to preach this. I mean, it's real. It's proven. There's no other medium that delivers the kind of return that radio does.
Got it. So what about the results? Are they telling you that they're getting results? Is it a mixed bag? What's the general feeling out there from the advertisers when you guys do put a campaign in front of them?
Yeah, I think if they were, we'd put all other mediums out of business, so which I'd be okay with. But, I learned from Spike Santee years ago, who I saw on your speaker list for the radio show in Orlando. He said great branding campaigns need four components, reach, frequency, consistency, and then the good creative. So usually when results from any campaign come back less than expected, you can point at one of those to be lacking. If your campaign's clicking on all four of those cylinders, then radio has the power to do it better than any other medium as a whole. So you'll generally see success no matter who that client is.
Great. Now, what advice do you have for other managers or other folks that want to be sales managers in the business today? What can you tell them to push them to be at the top of their game?
Maybe this is overused, but really it's just listen. I mean, we hire personable, creative, organized, resourceful people, and many of our clients share those same traits, but I think by listening to them and accurately identifying their goals, and really this goes for your salespeople or your clients, you'll develop an empathy, and that will help you connect with them. If you can connect, you're going to help them be successful, and ultimately that's the end result that will make you successful.
Now, I did want to throw one more question in there, Tim. Do you see Facebook and Google and the other digitals? You hear your advertisers talking more and more about them, or is that overblown?
we actually sell, we integrate Facebook and a lot of social media in all of our campaigns, and I think the trick is working around the stipulations that we have right now. We've got a digital sales manager that really focuses on social. And Lori Lewis at the corporate level and so for Cumulus. So we do a really great job utilizing it, and it just comes down to, how can you engage with listeners? And, KRBE does a great job of that. And, hopefully, I think it's something that's going to, work in a lot of different platforms.
And finally, how many years have you been in radio now? Why do you still love it?
Well, it's been about 20 years, and I love being around the people. This is it's great coming to work every day. You don't have this kind of an atmosphere, you know, in any job, but especially in radio, working with really creative people, and I'm creative to the core. So I love being able to, you know, bounce ideas and sit in promo meetings and, you know, I, of course, work in numbers. I love doing that. So I think that, you know, it just has, and the great thing is that radio is not going anywhere. And, you know, all these, you know, different audio, you know, messaging, you know, ways to get audio. And, you know, it's crazy, but we're still, you know, 92-93% penetration every week. It's just a great industry to be in.
Awesome. Tim, thank you so much for being on the show, and good luck in Orlando.
Excellent. Thank you so much.